Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Naomi Ruth McFadden is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share a very important message, I think, through the mystics and music that she's been able to share with the world. The single you guys are going to be hearing here is called God is Smiling. We're going to talk to her a little bit about that single after you guys hear it. But Naomi, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you for having me. I'm truly honored, and it is a blessing.
Well, look, we're glad to have you on with us. Congratulations on the single. When I heard it, I knew I had to reach out to the artist company and tell them, hey, we definitely want to be able to talk with Naomi about it. Naomi, what has this experience been like for you? I mean, I've been following you on Facebook and Twitter as you've been sharing it with the world. What has it been like for you to have the single available right now?
It has been wonderful, and it's really been eye-opening because there's so many people that are hurting. And this song, you know, the song that God gave to me, it's really been able to lift people's spirit and also reconnect them with Christ. So it's been awesome. The feedback has been wonderful. The testimonies that we hear associated with it, it's been truly a blessing.
So, you know, I think the obvious question would be, Naomi, for individuals that are just hearing about you, and we'll be telling them how they can get the single a little bit later, but when did you first realize that you had been given this gift? I think we all have something, but when did you first realize what that gift was that God had given you?
Well, I would have to say about 4 years ago, I was working at a tax and accounting firm as an office manager. And the Holy Spirit gave me a vision of quitting my job and pursuing the music ministry full time. And my husband and I, we prayed about it, and I was like, Lord, you know, really? And God gave us that vision, and it was really all about trusting in Him and stepping out on faith. As an adolescent, you know, I grew up in the church and sang in the church, but I was never really one that wanted to be front and center. And when God placed that call on my life, I had to trust in Him and literally step out on faith.
Wow. Wow. And by doing that, now you have the single available for the world, literally, to be able to hear. You know, what has that experience been like? I mentioned social media, Naomi. That's one of the ways I've connected with you and that we've promoted this segment. You know, what is it like for you to know that people all around the world, people you've never met, never set eyes on, are being able to not only enjoy the song but also be ministered to by the song?
It's humbling. It is truly humbling because I can see the power of God just move. You know, when people give us feedback and people follow us on Twitter and they give their comments on Facebook, it's really humbling. And then it also inspires me and it encourages me as well to continue to do, you know, God's work.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was going to be a question of mine, Naomi, about the inspiration, because as you said, you know, here you are, you know, being given this commission, you know, being really asked to, you know, to walk out, you know, on faith and to be able to see what God is going to do. I think that in itself is a testimony. You know, for your life to be used this way, it's interesting that you say you never wanted to be the person that's, you know, that's front and center. I think because God always has plans for us that sometimes we didn't imagine for ourselves. Do you think that part of the reason why, you know, you have been blessed is because of your obedience?
Yes, that 150%. I truly believe that because of my obedience to step out on faith, even when I didn't really see the whole picture, I just knew God was calling me to do something within His will, and I had to just trust in Him, and He rewards us for, you know, for being obedient. And it's all about having that faith, and even when we really feel like we don't understand it, we have to really lean on God and say, God, just give me that courage, God, give me that strength, God, give me that power that I can do what you have called me to do.
Exactly, and I think that is it. If we're able to get to that place, it definitely makes things a whole lot easier. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with recording artist Naomi Ruth McFadden. We're talking to her not only about the ministry of music that she's been given, but what it's been like for her to create music that is literally touching the world. You referenced that it was about 4 years ago, Naomi. I'm curious, you know, I think, you know, for the song, I think, you know, God is Smiling. You know, I think a lot of times because of the things that we experience in life, it's hard for us to think about, you know, the goodness of God, especially when we're dealing with a situation. How has that reliance on how good God is and what God wants for you, how has that helped you through those times of not only being faithful, but also being able to push forward even when you don't see a way out?
Well, you know, we are reminded, and I think sometimes we take it for granted, but we are reminded every single day that we wake up with every breath in our body that God loves us and God is smiling on us. And sometimes we get into trouble and sometimes we do things outside of his will. But we have to always understand that God still loves us, you know, and if we trust in him and if we look to him, no matter what we're dealing with, he will bring us out. And so that's really what the vision that I had with God is Smiling. It was really about letting people know that no matter what you face, no matter what trials you come across, no matter your testimony, God is smiling on you and you are victorious.
Right. Exactly. I think that is it, that victory. And it's the victory that is sometimes the hardest to see. Because you can't get past the darkness. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why association is so important, not only physically, you know, associating, but also what we put in our mind, put in our heart. You know, can you kind of talk a little bit about that, especially, you know, as you said 4 years ago, you're making this big step. How did God speak to you through his word, Naomi, to let you know that, you know what, don't worry about this, I got you?
It was really about being at a place where, you know, I look at how we put so much trust in what we can physically see. You know, when we sit down in the chair, we know the chair is going to catch us because we see the chair. But a lot of times when it comes down to trusting God, we sometimes question it. And we shouldn't question, you know, when God calls us to do something and when we feel uncertain about something. You know, like me, when I was so uncertain about it, I constantly prayed. I stayed in his word, and I would literally talk to God. And I would say, you know, God, what do you want me to do, God? What do you have in store for me? And I understood that in order for me to become who God wanted me to become, I had to really have that relationship with him. And that meant submitting, you know, to his will and understanding that whatever I want to do, I can place that before God and let him, you know, lift it up.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that is the thing. And I think, too, Naomi, knowing that we're not in this by ourselves. And I think a lot of times for people, that is the thing. They feel so alone. They feel so cut off. Yeah. And they think nobody understands what they're going through. Nobody understands what they're facing or even what they fear. And I think it's that fear that really stops them. So to be able to hear someone like yourself talk about how you were able to get through, I think that in itself is a, you know, is a testimony for them. Have you gotten used to that part of it, Naomi? I mean, it's one thing to have your song out there, but have you gotten used to the idea that now people are looking at you, looking at your music, looking at you, the words that you're singing, you know, as a source of inspiration?
Yes, I have, and I really, I thank God for the platform. I really do. I really thank God for giving me this opportunity to make my voice heard. You know, and oftentimes when we speak, people are listening, but it's the message that we need to hold on to that we're putting out there. And so I truly give all the credit, you know, I truly give all the credit to God because it's truly him that gives me this platform that I can share the gospel, you know, and then encourage someone and let someone know that, hey, you know, God loves you, and no matter what you're facing, God is right there with you. So I truly thank God for you know, the power that he gives me, the anointing, the strength, the courage, the boldness is all him.
Exactly. All him, and it's that, of course, that I think people are seeing. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with the recording artist Naomi Ruth McFadden. We're talking to her not only about the journey to where she is today, being able to have a single available for the world to be able to hear, but also the message of that single, God is Smiling. So let's talk a little bit more about the single. We're going to be hearing it here in just a moment. Naomi, you know, talk to us a little bit about how the song came about.
This particular song, and God is so awesome. This particular song, I had been out of the studio for about a year, and I kept saying, Lord, I'm just ready to record, but it was so much that was going on. And the opportunity presented itself, and you know, our producer, my husband, said, why don't we just go ahead and record, you know, this evening? So there had been plenty of songs that I had written, and I was prepared to record, but this particular session, the Holy Spirit said, God is Smiling. When I heard the beat, the producer, you know, he created the beat. When I heard the beat, instantly the lyrics came into my spirit. Generally, it takes me about, I'd say, 2 days. Sometimes 2 days to write a song. With God is Smiling, this song was written in less than 7 hours, and
wow.
It was something I had never done before as a songwriter. I mean, I would take a few days, but to write it in that quick time, it was like, wow. It was all God. It was like, wow. And he was just, I could just hear the lyrics just coming to me. And it encouraged me, and it just took, you know, it just took me to a whole nother level. And I said, God, I said, wow, this is so awesome that you can give me this song that I can share, you know, with someone, and that can uplift someone and let them know that God is smiling on you. You know, and so many people that, you know, they have this thing where they say, well, I'm feeling like nobody cares. You know, God is smiling on you. You know, they say, nobody understands my pain. God is smiling on you. And it's just something that's so simple, you know, that we forget that God loves us and he is smiling on us. And so God is smiling, like I said, it was written in less than 7 hours. And truly, and after I got done recording the song, my husband, the producer, we all said, this is it. We knew that this would be the single and also the title to my upcoming second album.
Yeah. So talk to us about the theme for the second album, Naomi. I mean, when people are listening to it, and we'll be telling them, as I said, we'll be telling them a little bit later how they'll be able to stay in contact with all the updates. But what is your hope for this album as far as what it will be able to do, not only to the people, you know, of God, but also for those out there that are hurting, that are looking for a way out and looking for answers?
My prayer is for the music to reach every person, no matter your race, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, no matter what your age, because we're all God's children. And so my prayer is for it to connect to so many people and also, you know, lead those to Christ. If there's someone who's never met Christ before, lead them to Christ. If it's someone who's, you know, who wants to be closer to God, draw them closer to him. And it was a humbling victory for us when our, you know, our promoter started pushing the song. There was a radio station out of Nashville, Tennessee, and it's a secular radio station that began playing God is Smiling. And
wow.
For that to take place, that was like, wow, you know, just to hear, you know, just to have somebody just hear it who would not normally hear the word God or hear Jesus, for them to turn on the radio dial and hear it. That was truly awesome. And so that's our prayer, and my prayer is for it to touch, you know, each and every soul, every person that listens to it, you know, it life-changing.
Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it before, Naomi, we're going to let our listeners enjoy it right now. Here is Naomi Ruth McFadden with God is Smiling. You all stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live.
Thank you.
There you have God is Smiling by Naomi Ruth McFadden right here on Conversations Live. If you guys came in late, we'll tell you here in a moment how you can go back and listen to the entire broadcast. And Naomi, you know, the song really is a powerful mm-hmm. song, very upbeat. I can see why any radio station would definitely love to play it because, I mean, I think the message not only will speak to them, but I think the music does as well. How can our listeners stay in contact with you, Naomi? I know the song's available for them to purchase as well, so how can they get it?
It is available on iTunes, Amazon, any digital outlet available. They can also get it on resurrectiongospel.com, you know, for those who want a physical copy of it. And also, you know, my name, NaomiRuthMcFadden.com, it is available there as well. But it's everywhere, on every digital outlet, you know, you can certainly get it.
All right. Well, Naomi, congratulations to you, not only on the single, but how you've been able to offer people hope and also showing them that where they are right now is not where they have to stay, that God definitely wants better for them, and he's providing the way for them, and he's using you as an example of that. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. Truly, it is awesome. Thank you.
Well, look, we appreciate you. And for our listeners, we appreciate all of you as well. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Naomi, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWebb or twitter.com/CyrusWebb. And Naomi's on Twitter as well, and we tagged her as well. You can find her at Naomi R. McFadden. And like I said, we tagged her on our page at twitter.com/CyrusWebb, so you can find her there. You can click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.